What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, our last look for this week, our Friday morning's look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Supreme Court of Justice refused to receive an incident of contempt against President Laurentino Cortizo, ministers and deputies who allegedly ignored the ruling that declared Contract Law 9 of 1997, which authorizes mining exploitation in Donoso, unconstitutional. The incident was prepared by the Single Union of Construction Workers, which is Suntrax, the National Confederation of Independent Union Unity, CONUSI, and the National Front for the Defense of Economic and Social Rights of Panama, FRENADESO. Representatives of these three groups, accompanied by the presidential candidate for free nomination, Maribel Gordon, appeared on the morning of Thursday at the court. But the General Secretariat of the Judicial Branch refused to receive the appeal, arguing that neither Suntrax nor FRENADESO nor CONUSI were part of the process. Contract Law 9 of 1997 is a precedent for the one that is currently being discussed in the National Assembly and with which it is intended to legalize the operation of Minera Panama. Sal Mendez from Suntrax announced that they will return to the court with a notary to present their incident again, and that if they cannot do so, they would then file a complaint. The spirits flared on Thursday. This is in the debate on the proposed law contract between the state and the company Minera Panama S.A., which takes place in the community of La Pintada in Coclé. The consultation that started after 10:30 a.m. is not being transmitted by the National Assembly. After an hour, it stopped for a few minutes after several of those present questioned the alteration of the list of exhibitors. This motivated several of the deputies of the Assembly's Trade Commission to get up from the table, although 10 minutes later the interventions were resumed. On the participation list, there are more than 20 people who wish to intervene. This would conclude, for the moment, the consultation process in the communities most impacted by the mining project. On Thursday, the citizen consultation took place in the community of Samaneta in the township of Llano Grande in the district of Pintada in Coclé. Last Monday, it was held in the Miguel de la Borda district of Donoso in Colón, and this Wednesday in Coclecito, district of Omar Torrijos Herrera. Four journalistic organizations requested the immediate withdrawal of the project that repeals the 2002 transparency law, considering that the executive should expand consultations and rethink its proposal, since the current document limits access to public information and bureaucracies, the habeas data action. The reforms to the existing law should have been worked on jointly with the organizations and citizens interested in these matters, in work groups focused on strengthening and expanding its scope. There were already multiple documents that listed the needs to reform the current legislation to deepen its scope, but these references were not taken into account, said a statement released on Thursday by the National Journalism Council, the CNP. The Forum of Journalists, the Panamanian Broadcasting Association, the APR, and the Association of Chiriquí Journalists. They're not the only ones. 20 professional associations and civil society organizations have asked President Laurentino Cortizo to withdraw Bill 1031, which was presented to the National Assembly by the Minister of the Presidency, Jose Simpson, on the 27th of April last. The project, which is promoted by the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANPE, and the Presidency of the Republic, is pending the first debate in the Government Commission of the National Assembly. The Commission decided to broaden the consultations. There will be a meeting on September the 13th, to which the Administration Attorney, Rigoberto González, is invited, who has also announced that he favours the withdrawal of the project. The four journalistic unions reminded President Cortizo that in January of 2019, when he was campaigning for an election, he signed the so-called hashtag RetroTransparencia 2019, which implied reinforcing, not repealing, compliance with Law 6 of 2002 on access to public information. Producing a new law that was not nourished by the experiences and concerns of experienced organisations and citizens in the right to access to information is contrary to the agreement made, the statement said. Two important elements mark the agenda on Wednesday of the debate on Bill 1031 that repeals Law 6 on transparency. The Government Commission of the National Assembly received the report prepared by a group of deputies on the project, and the administration attorney, Rigoberto Gonzalez, sent a letter to the Assembly in which he requests that the debate be postponed to allow a process of participation, discussion and search for consensus. During the session of the Government Commission, Elsa Fernandez, Director of the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, recognised that the entity she directs has a mandate that corresponds to that of the appointing entity. That is to say, it accompanies the presidential term, for which reason it does not play the role of balance that it should have, as in the case of the Ombudsman's Office. However, its approach does not coincide with the content of the controversial Project 1031. On the contrary, this proposal attributes to ANPI the role of the governing authority and guarantor of information, that is, the entity that is responsible for promoting and guaranteeing the right of access to information. The public ministry has a free hand to track the bank accounts of Alvaro Testa, husband of the presidential candidate for free postulation and PRD deputy, Zulay Rodriguez. Like those of the lawyer Rafael Arús, both, like Rodriguez, are being investigated for the alleged appropriation of sheets of gold that were owned by the Mexican José Luis Penagos, now deceased. The First Superior Court of Justice did not admit an amparo of constitutional guarantees promoted by Rodriguez through the lawyer Ángel Álvarez against Resolution 143 of the 2nd of August of this year, with which the second prosecutor for crimes against economic heritage, Elizabeth Carrion, commissioned the Money Laundering Division of the Judicial Investigation Directorate to prepare a report on the traceability of funds that have no justification from Testa and Arús. In the amparo, Rodriguez's defense argued that the order of the prosecutor, Carrion, reaches the accounts and credit cards of the deputy and her husband. Therefore, the public ministry exceeds and usurps the competence of the Supreme Court of Justice maintained to investigate the deputies. The case is divided into two: the part handled by the public ministry, which involves Testa and Arús, and the one that follows the court, which investigates Rodriguez. The complaint was filed for the alleged commission of the crimes of theft, money laundering and illicit association to commit a crime. On July the 26th, the Supreme Court of Justice held a guarantee control hearing for the process that follows the deputy, but she was not present. She was represented at the event by attorney Danilo Montenegro, a court-appointed public defender. Yes, the magistrate, Maria Cristina Chenstan Zanulla, was present, acting as prosecutor of the case. Magistrate Ariadne Garcia was appointed as guarantee judge. Congresswoman Rodriguez was repeatedly stated that the accusations brought against her are false. Every time this fair is announced, the image of the long lines with people carrying their resumes reflects the need of many Panamanians who are looking for a formal job. Yesterday, the 7th of September, has not been the exception. Under the city drizzle and the very early hundreds of young people lined up to wait their turn and enter the Expo Concerta 2023 job fair, which the recruiting company organises together with the Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitrodel. The call began on Thursday and ends today, Friday, September the 8th, at the Atlapa Convention Centre. This is to concentrate the offer of some 4,000 jobs in one place, although between 20,000 and 25,000 applicants are expected to arrive. This means that only 16% of potential participants would manage to get a job. The first person who entered the fair on the morning of Thursday It was there since September the 6th at 8 p.m. That's Wednesday, in the vicinity of Atlapa. His goal was to make sure he was one of the first to be interviewed, which demonstrates the scarcity of formal jobs in the country. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Panama, Janaina Tueni, informed that she will attend the summit of the Group of 77 and China, which will be held in Havana on the 15th and 16th of September. The President of Panama, Laurentino Cortizo, appointed me to represent him in Cuba at the G77. I feel very excited to go because the issues that are going to be discussed have a lot to do with the refounding of what the G77 should be in the future, the Panamanian foreign minister told reporters during a meeting. Tueni applauded Cuba for the quite positive convening power for this meeting there, where the Central American country will take the opportunity to establish new relations with some of the participating countries, especially from the African continent. There will be a large participation of African countries, where we also want to take advantage of the summit to connect with that part of the world that Panamanian foreign policy often ignores, and we're going to establish new relationships with some of those countries, she explained. The Panamanian foreign minister added that they will have a proactive participation in issues of the future and the new role that countries must play, since groups and coordination in foreign policy cannot lose relevance if they do not cease to exist. For a long time, G77 was perceived as irrelevant, which is why I feel that the summit is going to be extremely important to reactivate that relevance, she concluded. Well, that's it, and that, in fact, concludes some of the local news stories that we've looked at this morning, compiled for you on this morning's programme.